Okay, this month's learning is sponsored by the Melamed family in honor of Eitan Melamed, and our week of learning is sponsored by the Buchman and Goldenberg families in memory of Yvette Gardner on the occasion of her first yahrzeit. So we learn Le'ilui Nishmasa. So you have Sukkim here on the page, Parshas Pekudei. So this Dvar Torah, I think only Rabbi Peres was there. A year ago, Parshas Kisisa, my wife and I were zocha to make a Shalom Zachar for our youngest, for Yosef Dov. And it was Parshas Kisisa, so we'll see in source number 3, the Pesukim about making the Kior come up in that Parsha. So that was this is the Dvar Torah I said by the Shalom Zachar. It has the Sheikhas to Parshas Pekudei. We'll get to it. We'll start with it. We'll start with Parshas Pekudei and we'll see how we get into it. But it's the Dvar Torah I said at the Shalom Zachar there. So I don't think anyone here was at the Shalom Zachar. Is that correct? Okay, so it's good to revive it, and we'll learn in honor of Yosef Dov. He's come a long way in a year, Baruch Hashem. He's a big lamdan. He can be mechalik between now Cheerios and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. He knows exactly which one to go for each time. Better than Moshe Rabbeinu. He went for the coals. So you have the Pesukim here in Parshas Pekudei. They tell us like this, to the end of the Parsha. V'lakachta es shemen ha-mishcha, u'mashachta es ha-mishkan, v'es kol asher bo, v'kidashta oso, v'es kol kela v'haya kodesh. So they're mekadesh the kelim. Umashachtes mizbech ha'ola ves kol kelim v'kidashtes ha'mizbech. V'aya ha'mizbech kodesh kadashim. So everything becomes kodesh after this meshicha is mekadesh it. Umashachtes ha'kior ves kano. Kano is the base. V'kidashta oso. So they were also seemingly same thing, right? They were mekadesh with the oil. They were mekadesh the kior and its kan. Irrelevant right now, whether it's two kelim or one kli. So the Meshech Chachma Kedarko has a nifl dik over there. He picks up on something. Why would we have caught this? Umashachta zekior v'chulei v'kidash doso. Source number 2, the Meshech Chachma or Meisimcha. Lo kasev v'haya kodesh b'kior. You notice that by the mizbeach, by all the other kelim, it says they were umashachta osam, and then v'haya kodesh or v'haya kodesh kadashim. By the kior, it just says v'kidash doso. So it doesn't say v'haya kodesh at the end. So why the difference in the writing of the psukim? V'chem b'kalim gadol, he says the same thing happens there. Kasev hil bashta, you give him the clothing. U'mashachta oso, v'kidashta oso. But it doesn't say v'haya kodesh. So what's unique, what's different about the kain, when the kain gadol, when he's being mekudash al-yidei the Mashicha, what's different about the kior that it's mekudash and don't say v'haya kodesh, you just say v'kidashta oso, you're mekadesh it, but we don't finish with v'haya kodesh. So he says gevaldik, he says v'ha'inyin mipnei shel daiti. Okay, sounds like he thinks he's saying a chiddush over here. Ha'inim ibn Eshel Daiti, mei kior ein mawlin bahem. Says the Meir Simcha, there's no such thing as me'ila by the mei ha-kior, by the water which is mekudesh ha'idei the kior. Now, obviously it's true, we have to figure this out. Obviously it's true that the mayim, the psukim in Parshas Naso refer to mei kior as mayim ha-kidoshim, right? The Sifri says, stam mayim ha-kidoshim means mei kior. So there's obviously kedusha to the mayim and the kior, but the Remeir Simcha suggests ledaiti that the mayim, the water that's in the kior, ain't molim bahem. There's no iser meila when it comes to the meha kior. The nitnu lerechitza ulehanos lekohanim. So he says because really the mayim and the kior is really given for hana. It's lehenos nitnu. Why is it lehenos nitnu? Because the kohanim get to wash their hands and feet. It's a little bit of a. It's like a spa. The Beis HaMikdash, you get to use the kior and wash your hands and feet, so it's very beneficial to them. So that's not Isser Hana, that's not Me'ila, it's not Kadosh in that way. It's something that's given to them to benefit from. Similar to what we saw 2 weeks ago in Parshas Tetzav, then we spoke of the Big Day Kohen Gadol, Big Day Kohen, V'chein Big Day Kohuna, Ein Molim Bahen. Right? There's no Me'ila by Big Day Kohen Gadol. Why? Din Nitnu Lehanos Bahen. Because they were given to be worn, they were given to get Hana from. You can't have an Isser Me'ila like we saw the Gemara Kedushin together last 2 weeks ago. In our Shir on Parshas Tetzaveh. So that's what the Meshech Chachma says like this, a diuk, it says, v'haya kodesh kadashim by the other kelim. By the kior, it only says v'kidash doso. The pshat is that by all other kelim, it's v'haya kodesh. There's an element of kedusha that it retains its kedusha and taking illegally, illicitly, hana'a from those kelim, from those items, is going to be me'ila. By kior, there's no me'ila on the meha kior. Why? Because the mayim was given for the hana of the kohanim to wash their hands and feet with. So therefore, it just says v'kidash though. So you have to do this act of kedusha, but it doesn't retain a kedusha to the level of having an iser me'ila. Good so far? That's what the Meshech Chachma says at Diyak in the Pasuk. So just the one that I saw, they asked the kasha, but it's an obvious question, it's just asking why. But Ramesh Sternbach and Tam Vidas, in his Sefer on the Parsha, so he says, it does seem like the Meshech Chachma is correct. Because if you look through the whole Maseches Me'ilah, I agree with him on this, if you look through the whole Maseches Me'ilah, so you won't find anywhere in there a discussion of the Mehakir or having Me'ilah. He's right, it's true, it's not there. So you will see the din is true, right? The im dinhu nekabel. It's true that that you don't have a din of me'ilah on the me'akior. But why? Like, what's the pshat in that? Especially the svara that Meir Simcha gives doesn't seem to hold water. No pun intended. The svara doesn't seem to hold up. Why not? Because I'll explain it to you later, Merel. Because really, there's no hana'a of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. You have to wash Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim even if it's Yemei Geshamim. Even if it's freezing cold outside, you got to wash your hands and feet. It's not a spa situation. That was a joke, what we were saying before. It's not a spa. It's something that you have to do no matter what, even if it wasn't beneficial to you. So Mehech Tesi, that there's no Me'ilah. It wasn't Nitan Lehana. It wasn't Nitan to the Kohanim to use for their benefit. It's a mitzvah, it's an avoda, of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, to cleanse themselves al Taras HaKodesh when they're doing the avoda, or when they're entering into certain spaces, like we heard last week. So they need to be matara themselves, but it has nothing to do with hana'a. So Meir Sternbach says it's true im din hu nekabel, but the svara doesn't hold, and mehechatesi that such a thing should be true that there's no me'ila by the mehakior. So at the time, I think I did suggest this after we forced a song for like 2 minutes at the Shalom Zachar. Then we went back to learning, so I think I did mention this then. But either way, I think the way to explain this Meshech Chachma is al derech a yosodistic mahalach that the Rav had in the sugya of Me'akior. So we'll have to backtrack a little bit back to Parshas Kisisa. So if you look at source number 3, the Pesukim here tells by Dabar Hashem al Moshe Leim, where the Peres spoke about this, va'asisa kir nechoshes, v'chana nechoshes l'rachza, v'nasato so bein ol mo'ed v'ena mizbech, v'nasata shama mayim, v'rachzu aron v'anav mimenu asideyem esarglayem, fine. The mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is put here right after the mitzvah of V'asisa Kior Nechoshes V'Chana Nechoshes L'Rachza. So what's so tzarech in here is not what's on the page, it's what's not on the page, which is that this appears in the context of Parshas Kisisa, the mitzvah of Asiyas Kior. But all the other kelim, almost all the other kelim, Klei HaMishkan, appear in Parshas Truma. So there is an exception. The Mizbeach HaKtoros appears in Tetzaveh, away from all of the other Kalim, so that's a strange thing. And the Rishonim deal with that, right? The Meshech Chachma deals with it also. And then the Ramban has his Teretz, that's a little bit out there. HaMS, the Sforno has his Teretz in terms of why the Mizbeach HaKtoros is separate from the other Klei HaMishkan. But here too, the Kior is totally separate from the other Kalim. It doesn't even appear with the Mizbeach HaKtoros. It appears totally by itself in Parshas Kisisa. So what's the pshat in that? Why is it separate? So the Svarno, often art, he has the same pshat, basically. He says, all of the Klei HaMishkan, except for the Mizbeach HaKtoros, all of the Klei HaMishkan are in order to be Mashra the Shechina on Klal Yisrael. They're supposed to bring down the Shechina from above, so to speak, into the place of the Mishkan, into the place of the Mikdash. Whereas, in the case of Mizbeach HaKtoros, it's like sort of a present after Hashem has come down. It's a present to him to be Makta the Ketoros Kibiachal. In the case of the Kior, it's neither of those things. It's just a preparatory act. That's the lashon that the Sforno has. He says, Haisa hakavana lahachin es hakohanim la'avodasam. The idea of a Kior is really just a hechatimsa in order that the Kohanim should be tahor, should be prepared, should have a hachana for their avoda that was coming up. And then Tziv in Hamakdavar says the exact same thing. That the pshat, why the Kior is separate from all the other Kalim, is because all the other Klei HaMikdash, they have a function in terms of bringing down the Shechina, whereas the Kior is just a preparation, it's just a hechatimsa to make sure they're tahor in order to do the avoda. The Ramban here, you have in source number 4, in Parshas Kisisa, the Ramban adds something. The first paragraph is also helpful, but we'll skip that Adarcha Emes actually. And that's also the Pshat and Tilos Yadayim, famous, fine, the bowl. The Harechitza hi HaMitzvah. The Ramban says the mitzvah of Kior is really the Rechitza itself, the washing of the hands and the feet. Aval Kior itself, Tziva bo lazmana ve'enenu me'akev ve'lo mitzvah. Says the Ramban, we'll come back to the second part, but the actual mitzvah that's involved with the Kior is not the having of a kior, the making of a kior. It's using the kior in order to wash Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before Avodah. That's the whole point of having a kiyur. It sounds like it's a hecha timtza in order to do kiddush adayim raglayim. But it's not inherently, independently meaningful or significant to the Mishkan to have this basin from which you're able to wash your hands. The idea is that you have to do rechitza. How are you going to do rechitza if you don't have a basin with water in it? So you have a basin with water, with a faucet, with a base that holds it up. So now you can wash your hands. But the whole point is that you're able to wash your hands. It's all a hecha timtza. Then he says it's not even a mitzvah or ma'akeh. We'll come back to that bli neder. Ki b'yom ha-kibur, kohen gadol mekadesh yad v'raglav, the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, this is a Gemara in Yuma, would do kiddush adayim raglayim from a kiton shel zahav, a golden kli sharis, shai osen lechvodo, special for him, for Yom Kippur. And he didn't even use the kiyor, it sounds like. Didn't even use the kiyor. So you see the kiyor is not ma'akev. It's not really the ikar of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that they wash their hands, and the kiyor is a hechatimsa. Okay, avalamadnu min a kiyor, ki tzricha kli. We see that you need some sort of kli, but it doesn't matter what kind of kli. It's just a hechatimsa to make sure that they wash their hands. So it sounds like the avoda, the mitzvah, is the rechitza, and the kiyor is just this hechatimsa to make sure that the mitzvah gets done, that the avoda of washing your hands gets done before doing the rest of the karbanos. The mashmaos, the shtickle, and our pair spoke about this more at length, at least not specifically about kiyor, but I think because he was trying to let me talk about it, but he spoke about it, the general idea. But it sounds like from Ramban that this concept that our pair mentioned of tsuras hamishkan, that the kelim, first of all, obviously have a technical function. Each of the kelim has a usage, right? None of them are, they're not extra in the sense that they have a function in the Mishkan in terms of doing the Avodah. But inherently, there's also a din in Mishkan, in Binyan HaMishkan, we'll see it soon, in building the Mikdash, that the Mikdash has to be built v'chol chelav. All of its kelim also have to be built along with the Mishkan, or the Mikdash, meaning the Mishkan includes its tsuras ha-binyan of the edifice, and all of the kelim that are inside of it are also part of the tzura of the Mishkan. A Mishkan looks like a room with, you know, four walls, and all of the tools that are inside of it to perform the avodah. That's part of the binyan of the Mishkan itself. So it sounds like from the Ramban, that's not true about the kiyor. It may be true about the Mizbeach and the Aron, and it may be true even about the Mizbeach HaKtoris. But it's not true about the kiyor. The kiyor is just a hechatimsa. A kohen has to wash his hands. How is he going to wash his hands if there's no sink? So we put a sink into the Mishkan. But it's not me'etzem mitzvahs tsuras binyan ha-mishkan that you have a kiyor there. It's not one of the klei ha-mikdash in that way. And that's l'chora mashma also in the Gemara in Yuma, or the Mishnah in Yuma, on Lam and Zayin. You have it in source number 5. The Mishnah tells us, ben katan asa shnei masar dad l'kiyor. He made 12 spouts to the kiyor. Shelo hayolo el eshnayim. He used to have two, and then he made it into to 12. The af hu asa muchni l'kiyor. What's a muchni? That's correct. No idea. A muchni, he made this muchni for the kiyor. We'll see in a second. Shelo yu meimav nifsalim belina. He made some special muchni for the kiyor, and that kept the waters of the kiyor from becoming pasal belina overnight. What's a muchni? So look in Rashi, and if you can't find it because you already fell asleep, you wake up and look at the Rashi font. It's easy to change things up, and it keeps you awake. Muchni, mefarish begamar, mefarish begamar, galgal l'shak o bo babor. It was some sort of a pulley system that they would lower the kiyor down into the ground, into a pit overnight. Sheyihu meimav mechubarim lemeimei ha-kiyor, so that the mayim in the pit would be, it would do hashaka, basically, mechubar to the kiyor. V'lo havu misubalina. If not, it would be pasal overnight, because water that stays out overnight is going to be pasal belina. L'fisha kitchabakli. V'lo kavod kachim hu li pasal mayim kadoshim. And it wouldn't be right to let them become pasal. So what do they do overnight with the kiyor? They buried it underground, basically. So if it's buried underground, is it part of the mikdash? No, it's like bitul kli me'echano. It doesn't exist anymore. The kli is not in the mikdash anymore. It's underground. That's the Revelvel's kashi you have in source number 6 in Zvachim. Revelvel says, if it's underground, it's not part of the Mishkan. So what Revelvel asks as a kasha, you see as a yesod for the Ramban. If you're able to bury the kior underground overnight to avoid psul lina to the mayim, it shows that we're not really concerned that the kior exists in terms of the function of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a Mishkan, and it has to have a Mishkan v'chol kelav. And a kior is a hechatimsa to make sure you wash your hands. But it's not part of the existence of the Mishkan to have a kior in there, because harei, you could bury the kior overnight and make it disappear. It doesn't ruin the Mishkan. It doesn't ruin the Mishkan. It doesn't take away the tzuras ha-Mishkan. Elamai, you see from the Ramban, this gemara is a yesod, not a kasha. The yesod is that the kior is not really a kli ha-Mishkan in the classic sense. It's not mitzuras binyan ha-Mishkan. Efsher, that's also, just in terms of Pshuta Shemikra, if you look back in Parshas Pekudei, if you look back in Parshas Kisisa, I mean, the Pesukim tells us, you should make a kiyor l'rachta. So generally speaking, the psukim tell us what you have to build. It doesn't tell us what the function. You should have a shechita knife to shecht. You should have a mizbeach to offer karbanos. No. Make a mizbeach. Make an aron. Then maybe v'samta luchos inside of it. But here it's v'asisa kir nechoshes v'chan nechoshes lirachza. As if the definition of the kior is the fact that it's for rechitza. It's not be'etzem a significant as a kli in the tzuras hamikdash. It's not a mishkan de kli in the sense that because you have a mishkan, you need a kior to be mashlem the tzuras habinin. No, you need a kior lirachta. Technically speaking, a person needs to wash their hands when they're doing the avoda and their feet. So to have kedusha da'im raglayim properly, we have a kior. So that seems to be the Ramban's shita. It's not the Rambam's shita. If you look at the very bottom of the first page, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Bechira, Aleph Vav. So here's the Rambam that we've spoken about, that the Rambam mentions for us this concept, basically, of Tzuras HaBinyan. So here, there's a changing Girsos that I accounted for. It's the Frankel version. V'osen b'mikdash shiva kelim. There are seven kelim that you make in the mikdash. And again, he's building this into the mitzvah's essay, Perek Aleph, Mitzvah Aleph, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Beis Bechira is Mitzvah's essay, Livnos Vayis LaHashem. Part of the mitzvah of building a Mishkan is building these seven kalim. So you see, there's a mitzvah of Mishkan that includes within it, part of the tzura of the Mishkan is making these kalim. So here he lists seven. Seven is critical because if you count, there's either six or seven, depending on whether you count the kano of the kior, the kan, as a separate kli or the same kli as the kior. It's either six or seven. So the original girsa, the probably faulty girsa, was osin b'mikdash kalim. But the ksavyad, it's osin b'mikdash shiva kalim, which shows the Rambam meant that the kan was a separate kli. It's very, very important. Okay. Mizbech le'ola l'shar karbanos. V'kevesh she'olim bo l'mizbech. Pay attention to these words, we'll come back to them. U'makom l'fnei ha'ulam mashach darim. V'kior v'chano l'kadish menu ha'kan midayim v'raglayim la'avoda, etc. So you see here, the Rambam includes in his list of seven kalim, which are me'etzem, tzuras, hamikdash, he includes within that, do you mind giving me a voda? Just for the small Rambam, or yeah, fine, big. He includes within that, the kior is one of the kalim that's from the tzuras hamikdash. You have in Beis HaBechira later on, in Perek Gimel. So what's the pshat for the Rambam? Let's say that's true. Let's say the kior really is taka part of it's part of the tzuras hamishkan. So what do we say before a Mishnah and Yuma? The Mishnah tells us that what they do with the kior overnight, they buried it. They put it on the ground in that pulley system with the muchni. So how does that work for the Rambam, no? If it's etzem part of the tzuras hamikdash, tzuras hamishkan, how do you put it on the ground overnight and be mevatel the kli entirely? The mishkan disappears overnight? How could that be? You're mevatel the mitzvah of having a mishkan overnight? That doesn't make any sense. So if you look in the Rambam in Perek Gimel in Beis HaBechira, Halacha Yud Ches, you'll see that he explains that Mishnah. Hakira hayulo shnei masar dad, kidei sheyu hakohanim, you don't have it on your sheet, kidei sheyu hakohanim, kidei sheyu kol hakohanim ha'oskim matamidim mekadshim mimenu ke'echad, u'muchni asulo, sheyu yobal mayim matamid. They made for it a muchni, so that there would always be water in the kior. What does that mean? So you have to learn the sources here. There's a long Kesef Mishnah. I believe that he raises that there's a stira here in the Rambams. But one of the opinions in terms of what a muchni is, the Ravid's Masig over here. One of the opinions in terms of what a muchni is, I forgot exactly how it goes, but it's like it's almost like one of those like pinball machines or a water slide. So it was a mechanism by which you could always have freshened water coming into the kior. There wouldn't always be water just sitting there and wouldn't therefore be finished when they would wash their hands. So there's always water coming in, I think from the Amshal Shlomo or something, into the kior through this system. So the Rambam doesn't, this is not Pasha. There's a different Rambam that doesn't sound like this. But in this Rambam, it sounds not like Rashi from before. The Muchni isn't burying it underground. Why not? You can't bury the kior underground. That would be Mevata Lekli, which is part of the Tzuras HaMikdash. No, it was some system by which we kept having fresh water source into the kior, but it's not going to, chas v'shalom, be buried on the ground, because for the Rambam, the kior is part of the Tzuras HaBinyan of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash. The Ramban said another point, if you flip the page to source number 8, the Ramban had another point over here, that not just that it's not mi'etzem Tzuras HaMikdash, but the Ramban also pointed out that the kior is not ma'akev in the mitzvah, meaning you have to kiddush adayim raglayim, but it's very clear in Chazal, he said, that that's not ma'akev to use the kior. You can really use any sort of kli It doesn't matter, or Kli Sharis, doesn't really matter what you use. And he proved it from this Gemara in Yuma, Mem Gimel and Beis. The Gemara in Yuma says, "Bechol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadish Yadav Ragla Min HaKior, VeHayom An Yom Kippur Min HaKiton Shel Zahav." He used this special golden keton pitcher to do Kiddush Yom Raglayim, which wasn't the Kior, obviously. So he didn't have to use the Kior. It's not Ma'akiv. So you see, like the Ramban said, the Kior is not the mitzvah. The Rechitz is the mitzvah. As long as he washes his hands, we don't really care how he does it. There's no value to the Kior itself as a Kli, per se. That's a Gemara Mifresh in source number 9. The Gemara in Zvachim and Achaf Be'ez and Aleph has a drasha, Yirchitzu L'Rabbas Kli Sharis. Any Kli Sharis is usable to do Kiddush Yom Raglayim. The Gemara here has a Havmina that even Kli Chol should be allowed, and the drasha has to... A drasha has to undo that it can't be clay chol. But clay sharis, all types of clay sharis are good for kiddush daim raglayim. The Ramban says, look, the kior is obviously not that significant, not that critical. It's not ma'akiv, even in the mitzvah of kiddush daim raglayim. It's a hechatimsa. So we see from the kior that you need a kli, and we even see you need a kli sharis, but we don't see you need a kior. A kior is one way to do it, but there's a million other ways. As long as you have a kli sharis that has water in it, you can use that for kiddush daim raglayim. The problem is like this. The Rambam does quote this Gemara. You have it in source number 10. B'es HaMikdash Beis. I think it's really Hey Yud. I think it's a typo. I think it should be Perek Hey Alach Yud. The Rambam in Hilchos B'es HaMikdash Perek Hey Alach Yud. So he does quote this Gemara. And he quotes that it's okay to use other Kli Sharis. But he has a little bit of a twist over here. He says, Mitzvah L'kadesh M'yakiyur. Meaning, L'chat Chila, you should use the Kiyur. V'im Kidesh M'echad M'Kli Sharis Harizah Kasher. So the Rambam has this lichat chila din that you have to use the kior to be mekadesh daim raglayim. But b'di'evid, if you only have a klei sharis, or if you ended up using a klei sharis, that's fine, that works b'di'evid. So the Ramban is obviously not like this, and the problem with the Rambam is that it seems like it's two mefurish, it's at least one mefurish gemara. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wasn't doing things in a b'di'evid way. They made for him a kiton shel zahav, a golden vessel, to use for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So what, they avoided the mitzvah lechatchila of using the kior on Yom Kippur in order to have a golden pitcher? Does that make any sense? So we assume there is no mitzvah lechatchila, says the Ramban. There's no mitzvah at all to use the kior. It's the way the Torah gave it to us that there would be a kior there. But that was just an example of a kli. Any kli is good, even lechatchila, as long as it's a kli sharis. Says the Ramban, no, there's a mitzvah lechatchila to use the mei kior. What mitzvah lechatchila? Where mitzvah lechatchila? The Kohen Gadol himself on Yom Kippur didn't use the kior. So what are you talking about, Rambam? So this ties into something or someone we've been talking about all year, the Rav. So the Rav has an Igros HaGrid. It's a sickness. The Rav has an Igros HaGrid here in B'es HaMikdash, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud. So he has this point. He has this kasha, this machlokas Ramban and Rambam. He asks, what's the pshat in the Rambam that there's a mitzvah l'chatchila? And he explains that you have to understand there's a tif chilik here in terms of kedushas, kedusha in the mikdash. If you look in source number 11, you have a Rambam in Hilchos Sota. The Rambam in Hilchos Sota, Perek Dalet, says that amra tmei ani, if the woman declares, there's a machlokas in Yerushalmi about this is what the Rambam says. Amra tmei ani, if she declares that she's tmei, even though it's true we already dissolved the Megillah into the water was Mei Kior, right? Mayim Kedoshin equals Mei Kior. Hamayim Nishbachim, you just pour the water out. Mipnei She'ein Bahem Kedusha. The water no longer has Kedusha. So, the Rav basically asks over here, Tzarechiyin, Kedusha Shebahen Lehechen Halcha. I don't understand. It started as Mei Kior. Mei Kior was poured into this mixture, and therefore it's Mayim Kedoshin, like the Pasuk says. And now she says Tmei Ani. So now we can just spill out the water. Why can you spill out the water? Zakhtar Rambam, Mnesha Ein Ben Kedusha. Why isn't there Kedusha? It was Mei Kior. Mei Kior has Kedusha. It has Kedusha that gof lechora. So what does it mean? Kedusha paka bechdi? The Kedusha that dissipates? So the Rav entertains the possibility. Sometimes we say, you know, Kadosh Mishem Mesu, there's no longer Me'ila, we say. So he says, that's true that Kadosh Mishem Mesu don't have Me'ila anymore, but he quotes from his father, or they mention that his father also said this in the bottom. But he says, Kadosh Mishem Mesu lose their, they just say that they have this in, Ramesh Salavich said the same thing, but the Rav says it here himself, that Kachim Shemesu, it's true there's no Me'ila, but they still have Kedusha. It's not Paka from them, the Kedusha. So how could it be that now the Me'kior, they did their job and the woman said Tmei Ani, so now we just spill them out because there's no more Kedusha. What do you mean there's no more Kedusha? What happened to the Kedusha Saguf of Me'ha Kior? You hear the question? That's the Rav's Kasha. So the Rav says, no, there's two types of Kedusha that exist in Kedusha, in the Mikdash. The standard type of Kedusha that we're used to is a Kedusha Zaguf. Kedusha Zaguf means that when something is Nikdash in a regular Kli Sharis in the Mikdash, it gets a level of Kedusha that's not Paka Bechdi. It doesn't go away. That's a Kedusha that you're Moel from. It has all the dinim of Kedusha that we're familiar with. Kedushas Me'akior, and he proves from various places, we don't have time to get into all of them, but it's worth reading inside for sure. He proves from various places that you see by the Me'akior that the Kedusha that they have is something entirely different. It's not a Kedusha of Kedusha Zaguf, like a standard Kedusha, a regular Kedusha Zaguf that a Kli Yisharis gives to something that's inside of it. Rather, Ein Bohem Kedusha Zaguf Klal. Ella de Kol Kedusha Asam, the whole concept, the whole Agdara of the Kedusha of Me'akior, Ma de Kli Yisharis Mekachem, Hu Rak Shekovam Limitzvasam, V'chal Bohem Chalos Shem Mayim Kedoshim Limitzvasam. Me'akior have a Kedusha Limitzvas Kedusha Adayim Raglayim. When you put water in a Kli Sharis, it takes on Kedusha Zaguf. Kedusha Zaguf is what we're familiar with. When Mayim go into a Kior, when Mayim go into the Kior, they don't take on Kedusha Zaguf, says the Rav. They take on Kedushas Mitzvasan. Kedusha Le'inyin Kedusha Dayim Raglaim. They're Kadosh only Limitzvasan. Based on this, the Rav explains as follows. It's a different type of Kedusha. So he explains like this. The Rambam says, L'chatchila, you got to use the Kior in order to be Mekadesh. And b'di'evit, you can use other klei sharis. We said, what do you mean? The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur used the Kiton Shel Zahav. So he was doing it b'di'evit Yom Kippur? That doesn't make any sense. The Rav said, that's not what the Rambam told us. The Rambam didn't say you have to use the Kior. What did he say? Mitzvah L'Kadesh, source number 10, Mitzvah L'Kadesh, Mimei HaKior. All the Rambam meant, said the Rav, is that you want to use this type of water that was Mekudash in the Kior. Why? Because the Kior offers to the water a different level, a different type of Kedusha, a Kedusha that's specified, that's designated for the mitzvah of Kedusha Dayim Raglayim. So even on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would use a Kiton Shel Zahav, where did he get the water from? He filled it up from the Kior. As long as he filled it up from the Kior, he's Yotze, this mitzvah, Lechatchila, of using the Mei HaKior. He doesn't have to actually use the physical entity of the Kior, he has to use water that was Niskadesh in that Kli of the Kior. Why? Because the Kior offers a different type of Kedusha. It's a special Kedusha, Le'inyin Kedusha Dayim Raglayim. Can you use water that was Mekudash in a Kli Sharis? Yes, because that's Kedusha Zaguf. But you want to have that special, specific Kedusha of Mei HaKior, so then you need to use the Mei HaKior. Says the Rambam, just the Mei HaKior. Even if you pour it into a Kiton Shel Zahav, that's still the Lechatchila of using that special type of water with its special type of Kedusha, and then you're going to be Yotze that Din Lechatchila, even on Yom Kippur with the Kiton Shel Zahav. That's the Rav's Mahalach. We cut out some pieces, but that's the basic Mahalach. Is that clear? Ah. So if that's the case, maybe that's the pshat in the Meshech Chachma that we started with. The Meshech Chachma said that if you look in the Pesukim, you'll notice that by all the Kalim, it says, V'kidashto so, or V'kidashtem so, and then it says, V'haya Kodesh, or V'haya Kodesh Kedashim. By the Kior, it says, V'kidashto so. So this is the Meshech Chachma, because by the Mei Kior, there's no Me'ila. So we saw Meshtermach, but it's obvious the question, what do you mean? First of all, the Svar doesn't make any sense because they're not Nitain Lehanos, they're Nitain, sorry, Lehenos. And second of all, is that Din really true? It's true that if you look through Me'ila, you don't find it, but why should it be that there's no such thing as Me'ila by the Mehakir? So maybe the Svara is more along the lines of what the Rav is saying here. That once you know, what do we know has Me'ila? We know Kedushas HaGuf has Me'ila. What about Kedushas Mehakir? Well, Lechora, it was Mekodesh and a Klisharis of the Kior, it has Kedushas HaGuf, so there should be Me'ila. But says the Rav, it's a different type of Kedusha. It's not a Kedusha of Kedusha Zaguf. It's a Kedusha of Kedusha's Mei HaKior, Kedusha's Mayim, Limitzvaso of Kedusha Dayim Raglayim. That has separate dinim and it's a separate chalos entirely. It's a separate chalos Kedusha. It's not the same Kedusha Zaguf. So maybe it's true that all Kedusha Zaguf has Me'ila, but Kedusha's Mei HaKior doesn't have an Isser Me'ila. And that's why the Pasuk, like the Meir Simcha was Medayik, that's why the Pasuk distinguishes between Mei HaKior and all other Kalim, because the Mayim in the Kior doesn't take on a status of Kedushas HaGuf. It takes on a status of Kedushas Mei Kior, but maybe there's no din of Me'ila by such Mayim, by such Kedusha. Just 5 minutes or less, probably. So, fine. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Rambam, maybe that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, maybe it's the Pshat in the Meshech Chachma's Din, that there's no Me'ila by Kior, that's all Gevaldik. But what's the Pshat? I mean, what are they arguing about? Well, when it comes to the Kior, when it comes to the Din of Lechatchila, why does the Rambam have such a Din Lechatchila? Why does the Rambam not have such a Din Lechatchila? Whatever the Din Lechatchila is, the Rambam's Din Lechatchila is not Kior, it's Mei Kior, fine. But why? Why does he have such a Lechatchila that you should dafka use the Mei HaKior? So if you look in source number 12, I put it for you again. The Rambam Hilchos Beis Abachira, just skip to Halacha Vav for a second. There, the Rambam tells us all of the Kalim in the Mishkan. So I told you to pay attention to the words. Osim b'mikdash, it should say Shiva Kalim. Mizbeach le'ola, u'lashar karbanos. Kevesh she'olam bolam mizbeach. U'makom lefnei ulam, etc. V'kir b'chano l'kadish menu akohanim. What's strange over here? Mizbeach l'ktores. U'menorah b'sholcham b'sholcham b'soch. What's strange? The Rambam not only listing for us what the kli is, in almost each case, the Rambam says what the kli is and what its tachlis is, what its purpose is. Why does the Rambam spend time here listing for us each kli and its function in the Mishkan? Just tell me, you have to build a kiur. You have to build a mizbeach. You have to build a kevesh. Why are you telling me each kli's purpose, each kli's function? So maybe, I'm not certain about this, but maybe this is what I suggested last year. Maybe the pshat's like this. If you go back in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Beis Bechir, the first halacha, mitzvahs esei, lasos bayis la Hashem, muchan lios makrivim bao hakarbanos. So what does the Rambam understand the mitzvah of binyan hamishkan to be? So Rambam understands that there's a mitzvah of binyan hamikdash, or binyan hamishkan, mitzvahs esei, lasos bayis la Hashem, muchan lios makrivim bao hakarbanos. The Rambam says, we'll skip the second half, which is also interesting, that also Klal Yisrael should come together on the Chagin. But in terms of what we're focusing on, Muchan Lios Makriven Bo Karbanos. The goal of the Mishkan is what? Avodas HaKarbanos. You have some Maimri Chazal like this in Midrashim that sound like this as well. That the Binyan HaMikdash is the beginning of the process of Karbanos. It's the start of the Karbanos. The whole goal, the whole tachlis of building a Mishkan is to offer Karbanos to Hashem. So says the Rambam, what are we doing here? We're building a Mishkan. What's the point of building a Mishkan? We're building a Mishkan, sheyehei roi l'muchan la'avodas Hashem. So when I build a kior, it has to be roi l'muchan to some avoda. When I'm building a mizbeach, it's roi l'muchan to some avoda. Meaning each kli that I'm building, which is part of the tzuras ha-mishkan, as the Rambam told us, as Rav explained, the each kli has a function towards avodas karbanos, avodas Hashem. So each kli, the Rambam tells you, you have to build this kli, le this avoda. This kli, lit this purpose, because that is part of the definition of the kli, the same way the definition of the mitzvah of binyan ha-mishkan is its function in avodas karbanos, so too the definition of each kli is the kli for its function in avodas karbanos. That's what the Rambam tells the yesod over here. Maybe it's true, maybe it's... I think it's true. I think that's right. If that's the case, so maybe just the Rambam had a svara. Why is it that you have to use lichatil le mehakir? So maybe Rambam says like this. The Torah told us to build certain kalim. In each case, there's a purpose for those kalim. Could it be that the Torah would tell you to build a kior for no reason? To build a kior as one example of a type of sink you can use, but really, lechatchila, you could use any sink and any water from any klisharis? Doesn't it make more sense, if you're the Rambam, that the Torah tells you to build a kli, which is part of the Tzuras HaMishkan, which is for avoda, and each kli has a function in avoda? Doesn't it make sense, even if it's not true b'di'eved, at least lechatchila, that the kli has a purpose, has a usage? So the Rambam says, if my definition of building kalim and building the Mishkan is in order to use them for the avoda, it must be there's a lichatchila usage for the kior. Mitzvah lekadesh b'mei ha-kior. Mitzvah lekadesh b'mei ha-kior. It's mitzvah lichatchila to use the mayim from the kior. How do I know? Asvara. Asvara. If the Torah tells me to build a kior, lirachza, it must want me lirachza from the kior. Because that's the whole goal and purpose of that kli. That's the mitzvah of building that kli. Says the Ramban something entirely different. Source 13, the famous Ramban in Parshas Truma, the Ramban tells us, what's the point of building a Mishkan? The point of building a Mishkan is not to do Avoda. This, you'd have to be by, some of you might have been by the Bris, by Yasha Barrel's Bris. Okay, there we spoke about this also. The Ramban says, the point of the Mishkan is not to do Avoda. Doing Avoda, this is what we said at the Bris, doing Avoda is the response to the Shekhinah. The point of the Mishkan is to bring down the Shekhinah to perpetuate the experience of Arsina, the Shekhinah that existed by Mount Tyre. So once the Shekhinah is perpetuated by having the Aron, v'chule, says the Ramban, the Aron first and foremost, once you have the Aron and you're bringing down the Kedusha and the Shekhinah from Har Sinai to reside in our presence eternally, now the proper response to being in the presence of the Shekhinah is to do Avoda. But the purpose of the Mishkan isn't for Avoda. Avoda is the response to the Mishkan bringing the Shekhinah. The purpose of the Mishkan is to bring the Shekhinah. Says the Ramban, if that's the purpose of the Mishkan, so the Avodah is just the response, so mehechetesi, that every time the Torah tells you to build a certain kli or a certain other kli, that you have to use that kli for any designated purpose. It could be in most cases that's true, but it could also be that the Torah tells you that when you're doing Avodah, you have to wash your hands, so the Torah allowed and accounted for that and designated a kli, which would be the example for that. But even lechatchila, who cares which kind of kli you use? the definition of the mitzvah of building a kli for the Ramban is not to build a kli to do avoda. It's to build a mishkan in order to bring down the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. The kelim probably aren't even part of that mitzvah, we said, according to the Ramban, because it's not mitzuras hamikdash, the kli, at least the kior, is not mitzuras hamikdash. So if that's true, then even if the kior is part of the tzuras hamikdash, and the first thing we said was wrong, even if the kior really is part of the binyan hamishkan, even if that's true, but the binyan hamishkan, the goal is to bring the Shechina, not to do avoda. Avoda is the response. So when the Torah says to build a kior, the Ramban says, as long as we see Chazal matching up with this, what they do, which we do, who says there should be a lichatchila? He doesn't have such a svar. There should be a lichatchila to use the meha kior to be mekadesh. The Rambam, who thinks the whole goal of the Mishkan and therefore the whole goal of the kelim is to do avoda, there must be in svara some lichatchila usage of a kli that was built for a purpose of avoda. So the kior is a mitzvah lichatchila meha kior. Okay, so we had a chance to discuss the function of the kli of the kior, the status of the kedusha of the maim in the kior, and why that accounts for lichatchila to use it according to the Rambam, and why that might account for the chiddush, seemingly chiddush, of the Mashal Chachma, that there's no meila, and maybe the basis for that machlokus is this machlokus Rambam Ramban in terms of the whole reason for the mitzvah of binyan mishkan. Is it for the avoda, and therefore there's a lichatchila to use the kelim for that, or it's nothing to do with that? It's about bringing down the Shechina, and then you don't have a svar to have such a lichatchila. Okay, shkayach.